We got the Giants.
Do you have anybody telling you during the game, hey, we've only run the ball X amount of times, we've thrown it X amount?
Yeah, I've got guys. We talk run pass all the time during the game, especially first down, series start and series start and first down earned during the game. And a lot of times, you know, you get into the game and it starts to become situational and things change as you know. And so, but yeah, I've got guys in my ear all the time.
There was a plan coming in to kind of have Blount the third guy at running back.
No, you know, kind of like we talked last week, we've got roles for all the guys and LeGarrette has a role, Sproles has a role, Wendell, and we even had, Corey, a little role, a little piece of the pie. And a lot of times, you know, when you're in these games like this and you struggle to run your core runs, it becomes hard. And then you put yourself in a second and 12, a second and 13, or even a first down sack, and it's hard. Now you're playing – you know, you're going uphill. And yesterday we had, I believe we had 7 third and 10 pluses again, and then there were another 5 third and sevens. And that's unacceptable. You know, we can't be in that many long yardage situations in these football games. So we've got to focus on the run game, and we got to get the run game fixed, and we got to have a great plan going forward and commit to that. And it just takes pressure off your quarterback as well.
But clearly you went into the game wanting to go more Sproles than Blount. The week before you had 14 carries for Blount, and then this week you had 10 for Sproles. So I'm wondering if this is going to be a week-to-week thing with Blount, or was there some reason, you know, you looked at the game plan and thought that Blount wouldn't be as effective against this defense?
No, well, this front, you know, this front's a good front. You know, they put 6, they put 7. At times there are 8 in the box. You know, they choke your tight ends, meaning the guy is right over the top of the tight end. It's hard to find run lanes against a defense that way. And so much man coverage, the ability to shoot the ball down the field in the passing game, where I felt like was going to be our strength in this game, was the area that I focused on. My aggressiveness play calling was down the field and to attack down the field. And again, by no means was it a game plan designed specifically for Darren or any. Everybody had a role in this game. We just didn't get to that role at that particular time of the game.
What sense do you have about McLeod's injury and Jim Watkins?
Yeah, both of them actually still waiting some more test results on both of them. So I don't have a full report yet. Hopefully by Wednesday we'll have something further.
Do you consider them day to day or week to week?
Day-to-day right now. Day-to-day, yeah, for both. Again, when I get the more information, I'll definitely update you as we go this week.
What'd you make of Carson Wentz's performance after watching the film?
I thought he played well. I mean, he hung in there and battled and made some tough throws, made some great accurate throws down the field. Again, extended some plays with his legs, very efficient there. So, outside of, you know, just the normal course of football, and even the 2-minute drive to go down and score, you know, at the end of the game was a tremendous drive and made some third down conversions there. So, but overall, yeah, thought he played well.
Doc, as far as Carson, obviously very early in the second season, dropping back over 50 times. At what point do you maybe say maybe there's too much on his plate? Does that ever come into it?
You know, I've said this before, too. I mean, you don't ever want to throw the ball that many times. You want to have more of a balance, obviously. You know, the run game's a part of that. But at the same time, you know, you end up doing sort of what the game dictates late in the game. And do I want him to drop back that many times? No. You know, but at the same time, I've got to look at the whole picture, the whole pie, and I thought our defense was playing great throughout the whole game, and really, you know, focusing in on the run game and getting that going will really give us a better balance moving forward.
Sam Alu had a rough outing. and I don't know that how you graded his first start, and maybe Jason Kelce didn't play his best either. Have you looked at those two positions and said, hey, maybe we need to do something different here, because you have experienced backups at both spots?
Yeah, and experienced backups are great to have, but at the same time, I don't want to push any panic buttons at this time. You know, we got to make sure these guys they understand our game plans. They're getting, you know, Kelsey's obviously a veteran center. Love having him in there. His athleticism on the perimeter. Isaac's done an outstanding job, really, in his short time to start last year, this year, and the position versatility. So we'll evaluate the whole thing. It's not just one guy. If you're going to point the finger to, you can point it at me. I mean, I'm part of the pie too. So we'll evaluate it. We'll keep evaluating it.
To that point, I mean, this is your 18th professional game coaching. It was Isaac's second start at left guard in this offensive line. The second game, really, with very little preseason time for Carson and all of his receivers and his offensive line. When you step back 24 hours later, do you look at this team and realize that it's very much still maybe a work in progress, that there's something to be gained from what happened well in Kansas City?
Yeah, you do take away the fact that we have some young players still playing. Isaac's one of them. Carson's one of them. Wendell's one of them. Jalen Mills on defense is one of them. You know, we have some young guys that are playing a lot of football, which down the road is going to pay off for us. But at the same time, as coaches, listen, we're also very, very critical and want to make sure that these guys are coached up and playing right and doing the right things. For the most part, they are. Are players going to get beat in this league? Yes, they're going to get beat in this league. And that's a good defensive front. Again, we'll evaluate it this week in practice and as we go. But as of right now, we're not going to make any changes, and we're just going to keep going.
What about yourself? I mean, you've not been a play caller for an entire game in your career. Again, this is your 18th outing. Do you find yourself, on the bus to the plane, on the plane thinking about, hey, I'm still learning too?
Yeah, and I watch the game, on my iPad coming back. And, I have to be critical of myself, and I gotta see if I'm putting our team, in a good situation by play call and the decisions that I make during the game. And I feel like, too, that I'm still learning a little bit. But at the same time, I had just that great feeling. And the way we were, the way Alshon was playing yesterday, and we had some, great throws down the field to Ertz yesterday. And, Torrey made a great play in the second half. I just felt like that, putting the ball in their hands at that time was the right thing to do.
When Isaac does struggle, what are his issues?
I think some of it is just, he can drop his head. Some linemen will drop their head. Late hands, in a loud stadium, obviously could be a little late off the ball, which is not good. But they're all fixable, correctable things. He's smart. He knows where to go. He understands the scheme, both run and pass. And he's one that we continue to work and build with.
Do you think that Carson, a few of his passes so far have been deflected, including both interceptions? What's the reason?
Yeah, a lot of times, quite honestly, our offensive line does an outstanding job in stopping the rush, and then they just stand and they time their jumps. Benny did that yesterday, and tipped the one pass, and then the other one, he had pressure, and actually it glanced off of a player's helmet, and that one you can fix. That one's fixable. That's just a matter of just understanding a little bit more of the situation and the type of throw, and trying to get it a little bit higher release, and those are all learning experiences for him, moving forward.
Is this his arm slot or anything of that nature?
No, not really, because he's such a tall guy, and he really delivers the ball high anyway. So, no, it's not necessarily where his arm is.
On Kareem Hunt's long touchdown run, was Jordan Hicks in the right gap, or just what did you see overall there?
Yeah, it was a draw play, and give them credit. It was a great, well-blocked play, actually, and something, we got to take a look at and you know, you got to be able to shed the blocks and make the play, you know, and it's just it was a great play by them. It's really all I can say about that.
You just run the second DL on for that snap. Is that kind of the downside of rotation, that they weren't really into that series? They were all just starting fresh?
No, I don't think you can point to that. I just think that, you know, at that particular time, you know, with the type of run that it was a north and south up and down run that was well executed by them. Something that they blocked well, and you know, we have to recognize that and obviously shed blocks and try to keep it to a minimum game.
Why the running back by committee thing and the roles that you have for those guys? Does it seem at all like you guys are predictable based on their roles? Like the defense has figured that.
Something we look at every single Monday. And going into the next week, we look at our personnel groups on offense. Now, Frank does a great job with the staff and going through that. And you know, when Selleck's on the field or Zach's on the field or Trey Burton's on the field or, you know, Big V's on the field, things of that nature, Sproles, all the runners, we make sure that formationally, you know, we're mixing it up, run, pass, and screen, play pass as well. So it's something that we look at hard, you know, each and every Monday, not only from the first two games, you know, combined, but moving forward that we don't have that many tendencies.
Is your gut sense that, I mean, just your gut sense, does it seem maybe you're a little predictable and does one of the backs need to maybe get a few more touches just to get in a rhythm?
My gut tells me that we're actually on track. We actually kind of have flipped from previous years. Great example was Zach and Sproles on the field at the same time. In our past, it's been heavy pass, and we were actually heavy run. You know, so those are things that we're focusing on that. And then the next thing you do is you look at formations. Where are they formationally lined up? Is Zach attached? Is he detached? Where is Sproles in the formation? So, you know, those tendencies we're trying to break as much as we can, you know, outside of the normal third down situation or maybe a two-minute situation.
Doug, why did you decide to IR Donnell Pumphrey?
Because of his injury? It's a tear.
Yeah, it's a hamstring. Right, is that
it's a tear.
Season, would that have been a season-ending injury otherwise?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tear. Right. So strictly because he wasn't able to play the rest.
Yes.
Did it get worse from the initial injury? And did he actually?
No, actually, it was not any indication or any part of it. It was a new injury.
Do you know the grade of the tear?
The grade? What's a tear? A two, a three, four?
Well, I guess a strain.
It's a strain. I mean, you can have a strain that's a one and two.
How do you
mean,
do it?
This is a tear. It was on a run play in practice last week.
As far as the running back, the committee thing again, when you're talking about tendencies, does that play into Sproles getting more reps because he's probably the most versatile as far as being able to pass protection?
From a standpoint of game plan, defenses do focus on 43, you know, when he's in the game. And so there were times yesterday that we used him, you know, quick motions in and out of the backfield that opened up some throws for us. There's a lot of attention placed on him. So, yeah, we can definitely go into games, you know, knowing that and thinking that way and put him in positions to help us be more successful offensively.
What did Rasul Douglas show you, you know, when he came in yesterday? I mean, obviously they tried to match Tyreek Hill up on him right away and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he played well, played good. You know, he's continuing to learn. It was good that he got, you know, a week of practice, obviously, with the game plan, and now moving forward, he'll get more opportunity to play and work in practice he's so long. He's got great ball skills and the confidence is just going to continue to grow with him. And it was good to see him out there. And he did make some good plays.
Would he have played if Jalen did not get hurt? Like, was he part of the game plan?
He was part of the plan yesterday. And, would have actually probably gotten a series or two anyway had Jalen stayed healthy.
You mentioned that you wanted your focus, you wanted to take advantage of things downfield, but you weren't really able to do that a lot. How did you feel about that? What has to happen for that to happen?
Well, there were throws, there were opportunities down the field that we didn't capitalize on. You know, we had an opportunity to make a play in the end zone early in the game, and we didn't capitalize on that. You know, to me, a shot down the field doesn't have to be a vertical drop back and throw it as far as you can. That to me in this game is hard. Those are hard to do. Shots for me are deep crosses. You know, it could even be a deeper out route, Alshon. You know, a matchup on a corner. You know, Zach a couple of times matched up on a safety or a corner. Opportunities. We had Nelson in the slot a couple of times yesterday, matched up on 23, and you know, working deep crosses and different route combinations, and so it's not always just vertical up and down the field. In fact, one of the throws to Zach was actually a vertical play action pass, and it was a laser throw completed, you know, for a substantial gain. So, you know, 20 plus yards can be an explosive gain for us in our passing offense. And, you know, we had four of those yesterday, over 20 plus. So those are definitely positive.
Three D-backs injured and an open spot on the 53. Are you looking to add to that position?
Yeah, that's something that, you know, Howie and Joe, myself, will visit these next couple of days and see what's best, obviously. But, yeah, it's with the open spot, there's some opportunity to – fill a need.
So is the running back personnel good enough for you to run the offense the way you want to run it?
Yes.
Do you worry about LeGarrette being frustrated that this guy's won Super Bowl rings and that he can't hear thinking of the future back? And are you worried about how he's feeling after a game like that, not getting a carry?
You know, I would be worried if he wasn't. You know what I'm saying? If he was the other way, if he was just like sort of matter of fact, ho-hum, not caring. It just shows his passion that he wants to play and be involved, and I get that, you know. Obviously, my job, Frank's job, you know, we gotta find ways to get these guys on the field. We feel like our running backs are good running backs. I mean, they've proven that. And again, you know, as I said last night that after the game, that it's not one guy. You know, we got to focus entirely on the entire run game, quarterbacks included. I mean, they're part of it too. So, in LeGarrette's case, I've still got a lot of confidence in him, and you know, we'll find ways to get him on the field.
Did you talk to him after the game about not having gotten any carries? Did you feel like you needed?
No, I didn't talk to him. I was talking to you guys.
Thanks, Doug. All right.